So this week we've got about 54 seconds of video game talk, followed by 3 minutes of talk of cooking wings, then 4 more minutes of TV chef talk. The actual show is going to start around 8 minutes 30, so do with this information what you will.
There it goes.
Look at the clack.
Cyberpunk is exciting, but probably overrated.
So far it's, you know, I'm still going through some tutorials, so.
Oh, no, I'm sure it's going to be great. I'm just telling that
I got the intro plot, and now I'm doing, like, combat tutorials and things, so.
Yeah, I recently finished I've been playing a lot of a game called My Time at Porsche, and I just finished the main story, and I'm having a hard time moving on from that game to a new game. Mm. I'm just not ready to make the transition, so I'm looking for something else to play.
Well, this thing launched at 7, I think it was 7:45 or 7:50 before the day one patch finally downloaded, and I could actually get into the game.
Yeah, no, I'm good. I'm not. Isn't it like $59.95?
Yeah.
What am I, the Pope? That's crazy. $9.99 is the most I can afford for a game.
Yeah, it's $60.
I did have some good news, though.
Oh?
So, for a fun surprise for dinner, I got home, and Kelly's like, I decided I would make you wings.
Woohoo!
And I was like, thanks, that's great. Not paying any regard to what her Owen might eat. And she combined wings that I enjoy with wings that Craig would recommend. And somehow their melding was delicious. It was amazing, Ray. Like, I know Craig won't believe me because I'm not asking him to change, and I wouldn't expect him to. So, again, instead of just saucing a wing, or instead of putting 16.5 pounds of dry rub on your wing,
right,
Kelly fried the wing, lightly seasoned it with salt and paprika, and then put it in a mixture of hot sauce and butter. That extra layer of flavor once you got through the hot sauce was exquisite. I was really happy to have that happening.
Did she do this in like an Instapot kind of situation?
An air fryer, yes.
Okay.
It was two thumbs up. And they were even as Craig would call them, regular wings.
Actual wings?
Yes,
not just
wings.
Not just pieces and parts of wings?
Right. Right. They even had that little extra finger bit that hangs off the end of the wing.
Right.
The two-bone part. but, yeah, she definitely gave that a thumbs down. She said from now on, because she tried to, you know, separate them appropriately for me so they're easier to manage. And she was like, it was by far my least favorite part of the preparation, because you got to get in there and really crank that joint, and things are snapping and blood spraying and everybody's getting salmonella. It was a nightmare.
For the deep fryer, I go with the whole wing. If I'm using the air fryer, the pieces parts are easier to air fry.
For sure. I agree.
Just for room management, because the air fryer does not have as much space as the deep fryer. So, you know, you can
Merging the dry rub with the sauce, whew, that was a good wing. I had a real, real excellent dinner. I think that is all.
Yeah, we got the Instapot with the air fryer.
Are we Instapotting or are we air frying? You got both? It does both?
You could get a lid for the Instapot that makes it into an air fryer.
That's crazy.
So we actually got rid of our old air fryer because it had acquired odors over time that we could not get out of it. And it was impossible to clean.
Okay.
So we had the Instapot with the pressure lid, so she could use it as a pressure cooker, and it had the normal lid for, you know, and then there was a Cyber, you know, Monday deal to get the one which had the air fryer lid for the same price as just the air fryer lid, to get a whole new one.
Oh, yeah.
So we got a whole new one, kept the other lids, and then I think she was going to give the old Instapot without the lids to somebody.
Okay. That's crazy. Yep, we just have one air fryer and one Instant Pot.
Yeah, the air fryer we had was super hard to clean, so it was just getting to be a pain in the keister.
Understood.
Well, that's it for, you know, air fryer tonight.
That's the episode.
I do have to recommend go on and watch Selena and Chef, where you can watch Selena Gomez cook with people. That's a fun show.
Oh.
Although this last episode for Thanksgiving was, oh so sadly, shared with Artie Party, and I am not a fan of Artie Party.
I don't know what that is.
She won Next Food Network star many years ago.
Oh, Artie Burns?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's okay.
I don't like Artie Party.
I didn't know that she partied.
That was the name of her show when she pitched her show for Next Food Network Star.
I only know her as a judge on Guy's Grocery Games.
Yeah, that is where she seems to be making her living nowadays.
Yeah, absolutely. He definitely makes an effort to elevate the other people who have won Next Food Network Star, none of which you've ever heard of except for him.
Well, Sandwich Guy's on that other show.
Yeah, that's why. So, who's that again?
You know, Sandwich
that's
Guy.
That's what I thought.
Jeff something?
Sure. I don't know.
You
there's,
know him. He's on the.
I recognize him as Sandwich Guy.
Yeah. He does. Hootie Who.
He does a show with he does that show with Zakarian and those two broads.
Zakarian and Hootie Who.
Yeah. Wait, Hootie Who's on a show?
Yeah, Hootie Who's on that show, right?
No, Hootie Who's on the ABC show that got canceled. She's not on the other show, is she?
Oh man, I don't know. I've seen Hootie Who on TV on some daily show. Is that
yeah,
has
she
that
used
been
to
canceled?
Be on she used to be on The Chew with Simon and What Not to Wear.
I got you.
And then Batali started inappropriately handling his sous chefs and that show went away.
Okay, I got you. All right. So you're saying the other show's got that young kind of cuter girl.
Yes, the skinny southern one that's always on the Bobby Flay show.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. There you go.
Oh, I like Paraniacs, the Masked Chef.
Oh, that would be amazing.
I would watch the Masked Chef.
I would also watch the Masked Chef.
I was watching the Masked Singer last night to get caught up just for tonight, just in case that anybody spoiled anything. And I was like, man, poor Craig Robinson. I think he's funny, and I'm glad he's got work.
Oh,
but who's going to watch that show besides you and I?
That show's going to be so bad.
I just don't get it. I have to give it a chance.
I don't know how a celebrity doing dances is supposed to tell me who is the celebrity under the mask.
Right, unless it's that hip thrust thing that Bret Michaels did, because that gave him away.
Or it's, Elaine from Seinfeld comes out and does the Elaine from Seinfeld dance. Or Alfonso Ribeiro comes out and does the Carlton.
Right. Right, I mean, it'll just have to be clue-based, I assume.
They better be much better clues than they are on The Masked Singer.
Well, the panel's good. They've got it down. I'm no good anymore. I only got the two obvious ones.
Yeah. Well, it just seems the fact that Robin Thicke has met every person who's ever worked in the music industry, has made nine albums with them, goes to their homes for Thanksgiving, knows all their children's birthdays like by heart.
Yeah, he really does.
And what's her name, who's married to what's his name, she watches, reads way too much TMZ.
Yeah.
You know, what's her name? Married to what's his name?
Anti-vaxxer, whatever her name is.
Yeah. Playboy Centerfold married to Backstreet Boy.
Yes.
Yeah, I hear you. They don't have names, but I hear you.
Right, but she is, she is incredibly skilled at knowing celebrities. Holy smokes.
Yes. Yeah, that's her jam. Jenny McCarthy is correct.
Yeah, thank you. And then, Ken's there for the comic relief.
He is.
And I have no idea why Pussycat Dolls is there.
I don't know.
She
used to date Nick.
She seems really useless.
She sings,
but
she's involved in the musical industry.
Yeah, okay. They had that sweet poker pit at Vegas. Do you remember that?
Was she involved in that?
Remember
where we played?
In the MGM, there was the Pussycat Dolls poker room.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, well, that was that was her stuff.
Yeah,
yeah.
The lady with the head, the two arms, the legs. You know,
that's her.
Okay.
It's so obvious.
So my problem is I have no way of alerting people that there's like a 10-minute intro into the podcast.
just edit yourself a disclaimer at the beginning and tack that onto the front.
That sounds like work.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's talk about this. I mean, my God, it's already like 9:20. I don't know.
Well past 9 o'clock.
Well past. Alright, greetings to relievers. Man, I got a typo on the first line. Welcome to 271st episode of the Puzzle Warriors 3. I'm Craig, we got Ian, we got Ray. Two of us like the Masked Singer, the one of us doesn't like it.
That is very true. Accurate.
We'll never know which one. How's it going, everybody? Speaking of typos,
typo
I have a
two.
Quick... Well, no, I have a... it's a not you typo. It's a potential samurai typo.
Okay.
So I was looking at the spoilers for the infographic. Did you mean to call her Chloe Wang? Chloe Bennett, who plays Daisy slash Quake on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., the disclaimer calls her, or the stumped, distracted answer says Chloe Wang. I'm not sure if Chloe Wang was on Nickelodeon, and because I'm pretty sure Chloe Bennett plays Quake.
He's claiming Bennett as her stage name.
Oh, okay. Otherwise, her name is Chloe Wang.
Otherwise, she's a Wang, I guess.
Classic Chloe Wang.
All right, this is the week of 12/9 through the 16th in the year of our COVID. In your 5-day 4-star crash.
Boom.
Wang.
After the last time we met, coming up on the 3rd was Nico. Did you Nico yourself to victory?
I did, somehow.
Nice.
I don't know how. It took it just took a good balance of, you know, getting what I needed and having to stick with the denial because Kate does too much damage.
Yeah. You can't let her fire powers.
No. It was in a bad way. But eventually, I had enough things go my way that after about, like, 3 or 4 tries, I got it.
Nice. Starting, yesterday? Maria Hill took the stage. Got me some, you know, Robin Sparkles. That was nice.
Yeah, I got a big, fat zero. My 0-0-1 Maria Hill. Level 70 isn't getting it done.
That's not going to do it.
No.
No. Not at all.
Then coming up number next, it appears to be the Nova that we had thought was going to happen already.
Yes. Yep. Again, not championed, but 5-5-3 Nova, I think, will be okay.
Yeah, definitely.
Storyland, your Deadpool versus is finishing up. That'll get you Vision and Scorpion with some wasp shards. Wasp. placement is Iceman.
Cool whip shards.
I know, that's what I was getting. And some Loki shards there. The Globetrotting special event is running. I think it's got like 10 more days left. Playing that through, you will get a Nick Fury and a Mysterio. And just for Ian, starting tomorrow is Galactus. That'll get you Gamora and Iceman. On the Alliance side, it is Magneto and some Carol covers.
That's like the easiest Alliance event ever, right?
Really?
Isn't it? Don't they put out the Infinity Stones that do random stuff for you whenever you match them?
No. Galactus Hungers is the one. Yeah. No, that's the Ultron is the bomb.
Ultron's the bombs.
Galactus Hungers is where he puts down countdown tiles, which create charge tiles, and then he eats the charge tiles, and then he fires his black and kills everybody on your team instantly. One.
Right. Yeah. Right. Okay.
Yeah, the dope one that defeats itself is my favorite. Thanos one.
Right. Thanos does the Infinity. Yeah. Yep. Gotcha.
Yep. All right. This one is the classic. This is the original boss event, I think.
Yeah, I don't know.
But yeah, it's still going to be pretty smooth. I don't know. I mean, I know that our Alliance has some things going on, but we still breezed. We just had the Ultron event like 10 minutes ago.
Yeah.
And everybody finished it with relative ease.
Yeah, it went all right. I mean, we had a few players who couldn't play that much, but I mean, we finished for the Alliance, and a lot of people got full progression.
Never for the Alliance. For the Horde! Stupid Alliance.
You make a reference and then call your reference stupid. I don't quite understand.
No one likes the Alliance. You always play for the Horde.
Well, I don't know what you guys are referencing.
He's referencing World of Warcraft.
Yeah. I've heard of that game. That's popular. Or it used to be popular.
Yeah.
And then it got discontinued.
No, I played it is super popular right now again.
I played it for 3 months when it was free, when it first came out, and I thought this was pretty cool, but I'm not playing it.
Wait, are we talking about World of Warcraft, or are we talking about Warcraft?
World of Warcraft.
World.
Yeah, like the online multiplayer.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, that's super popular.
Yeah.
That's replaced all of Blizzard's games. Everything else is just free to play now.
But as soon
They're
as
like, we don't want
to, as soon as I have
on this crap,
pay monthly for it, I'm like, no, I'm out, I'm done. And then I tried it. They had the demo set up at the last BlizzCon we went to, and I tried it, and it is nothing like what I remember. It is an entirely different game.
What's that? WoW?
Yeah, it looks. I didn't know what to do. Like, it looks entirely.
Neither do different. I. I'm too. I've never tried an MMORPG, and I'm not ready to. I don't think I'll ever be ready to.
Yeah, it's okay. I'm definitely not going to argue that you should.
Yeah. Okay, sounds good.
PvP land, we have a special, the holiday season, coming up. Right now it is a snowball fight, which will get you Cap, Dazzler, placement is X-Force Deadpool, and Surfer Shards. And as we were talking to Ian earlier, maybe it was Ray, whoever it was, one of you people, if you go into that snowball fight, you need to match away 5 of the snowball things to get your reward in the special new event quests, which went live.
Yeah. Oh, that happened?
Yes.
Oh, no, that's not what I was waiting for. I was waiting for milestone quests.
Those are not ready yet.
Okay. There's something called event quests?
Yes.
Oh, I'm going to go check that out.
All right, so let's hit the news. What do you want? You want to talk about holidays first? Or you want to talk about the patch? I'll leave it up to you.
What happened?
No.
I zoned out.
You want to talk about the 2020 holiday events or the new patch first? Which one? You pick.
New patch.
Yay, that's what I was going to pick.
Patch 217. Ian, are you sitting down? We got a clue.
You betcha.
This is like a multi-level clue. It is a golden sample and then the pipe symbol. And then it says catch more flies with dot, dot, dot.
I don't know what a pipe symbol is.
The vertical bar.
Nope.
If you look at your keyboard where the backslash line is, it's shift backslash.
Oh,
Just picture a line that's vertical.
Backslash.
It's usually a concatenation symbol.
Okay.
Any case, so golden sample makes me think it has to be gold balls. Because you know what gold balls does, right?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Yep, I refuse to take this any further.
He is an X-Men character.
You're on this trip by yourself.
All right, he's an X-Men character who makes golden eggs. You use these said eggs, and with a few of his friends, you resurrect dead mutants. He's very, very important in the X-Men world nowadays. Gold balls.
I do see the pipe symbol above the backslash now. It's two separate straight lines.
Oh, and apparently the people on the Discord are claiming that these are two separate clues. One is golden sample, and the other one is catch more flies with blah.
Oh, I thought Sartut was explaining to me that the pipe symbol was a straight line with a break in the middle and then another straight line, like two separate straight lines.
Generally, yes. Okay. But so the second one says, thing says catch more flies with whatever.
Pipe.
you catch more flies with honey. So that's got to be Honey Badger, then.
Tywin Matthews?
No, Honey Badger, the Gabby, who's the clone of X-23.
Gabrielle Kinney?
Yeah.
Gabrielle Kinney, I guess.
Yeah, Gabby Kinney. Yeah. She's the clone of Laura Kinney. She goes by Honey Badger.
Is she in something? Is there a reason that they would be?
I don't know.
I don't know any other honey character in Marvel, so...
Oh, is that why it's a double clue? Because they're going on holiday break and they're going to give us no information while they're away, which makes sense. They deserve to have the rest of the season off.
That's maybe.
Okay. Too much mystery. I don't know. Yeah. Nope. I was not really as opposed to what you were saying. I've never heard of any of the things that you're referencing, right, Craig. I apologize. I cannot support you on this one at all. That is too... Honey Badger and Gold Ball?
Gold Balls, yeah.
I can't say that on this show. I'm sorry. I'm like a child. I can't believe that's...
We don't need another blue episode.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. That's the guy's name. What do you want?
Ray can only hit the bleep button so many times per day.
Anyway, I'm curious by the next line in this thing. It says, new Fireside Puzzles event. What are those? How do they work? What are they? I have no idea.
I don't know. I'm excited.
It sounds cool. I want those.
Yeah, it says a debut of the new Puzzle Ops feature.
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
Puzzle Ops? What?
What's the clue again?
What's the what again?
The clue again.
Golden sample.
Mm-hmm.
Which in manufacturing, the golden sample is the last thing that you provide that before you have a production run, the golden sample is the one that you approve and say, yes, this is exactly how we want the product. Now go make a billion of them.
Right.
So I don't know if that has to do with anything.
Right.
And then catch then more the flies with dot, dot, dot.
Oh. Does that mean toads come into the game?
Because you catch them with your tongue?
I assume he catches flies. I assume that's a toad or frog reference. Don't those things hop around to catch flies?
Sure. I wouldn't be upset with toad. That'd be all right. I don't know. So yeah, this Puzzle Ops feature. I don't know what that means or what Fireside Puzzles are, but I want them and I want to touch.
No.
I want to try.
Right, I was going to say.
I have a new guess just based on your definition of golden sample.
All right.
That it's going to be multiple man. Because he's the golden sample and he just makes billions of himself.
Oh, Jamie Madrox. Right.
Yeah.
I'd be down with that, too. All right. And then it also says...
Yeah, I can't believe there's so many new things. I was happy with them rehashing the old things.
Yeah.
Well, I like Snowball Fight. I like, what is that, Snow Globe Trotting?
Yeah, and here's new things. Whatever they are.
Fireside. Crazy.
And whatever our Puzzle Ops feature is. holiday theme special quest, launch of milestone quest, supposedly start tomorrow, so update your game tomorrow and see what comes into that milestones thing. Globetrotting was Mysterio's back, 12 Days of Marvel, yeah. MPQ Snowball Fight, Festival of Fights, and Return of the Friendly Neighborhood Spider-Ham. So, a chance to get some Spider-Hams.
Wow, there's lots of stuff going on.
Yeah, they are loaded up right now.
Yeah, absolutely. What a way to kick off Hanukkah.
Yeah. Additional details. Train X Powers Daily Quest counts rostering characters and adding champion levels in addition to training powers. That's nice.
Oh, it is nice. That makes it a lot better.
I add lots of levels. I don't always train powers.
Yeah.
And here's one that should make people happy. The reset time for Deadpool Spirit of Vengeance Daily Spicy Token now matches the time of the Daily Shield Resupply Award.
Okay.
So it's no longer that weird 27 hours or whatever bizarro this
was. Strangely random is all I got. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's a good fix. I'm down with that.
Yeah, the training powers thing I think is really nice. I ended up like selling a couple one stars just so that I could train their powers again. Because I'm like, well, all I got to do is sell off a one star to get the tiny portion of shards. Worth it.
So this 217 patch, man, excitement all abound.
Yeah, holy smokes, I'm glad I picked that one first.
All right.
I can't even, what was the other one that I didn't pick?
The 2020 holiday plan.
I'm ready. I'm not. I was ready before because I was laid back and I was like, this is where Craig's going to drone on and I'm going to go look at a different page on the internet and read something that I was interested in earlier. You have me glued to the podcast.
All right, so
I'm ready
for the holidays. They started things actually on the 7th when Globetrotting started, and there was a free token given out, and there was through the World Tour Limited Vault. On Tuesday the 8th was the 217 official launch with the winter themed loading screen. Special quests implemented time limited quests related to specific events, as we kind of talked about earlier with Snowball Fight. And then, your Deadpool Daily was, Crash of Titans featuring Iceman, it said. Did Deadpool Daily feature Iceman yesterday?
Yes.
I don't know, man. I don't pay that much attention.
I don't remember. Nope, I am only thinking of that because I was playing some, like, Welcome to S.H.I.E.L.D. or something.
Yeah.
And the missions that you try to make incredibly hard, where you have to, and it wasn't that hard. You could have done it with some normal people, but it was Scarlet Witch, Iceman, and a goon. So the goon would supply them with whatever color it is that they needed so that they could create a nonstop stream of purple to keep me and blue to keep me frozen indefinitely. I was so angry.
Well, I know that you have the super hard node with Thing and Defrocked Mordo, and I just wails that node. I'm done with that node.
Oh, I didn't have to this time. Turns out Scorpion is really powerful with Okoye. Like, really powerful.
I had super fun with him when you're fighting the goons and you can kill one. And I think I fired that purple like six times in a row.
Right.
Just regenerates. It's so good.
I was just like, purple. Oh, I can do it again. Purple. Oh, I can do it again. Purple. Again? Yeah. Purple. Again? Like, I'm like, went through like nine goons. I was like, oh my God, what's going on?
Yeah. That's a treat.
That was fun. I very much enjoyed that.
Yeah, first time in a long time I haven't used whales on those nodes. So yeah, Scorpion's amazing. I really changed my mind on him completely.
Thursday, milestone quests showing up. Galactus, the versus holiday season kicks off with Naughty or Nice. On Sunday the 13th, Crash of Titans featuring Spider-Ham and a all new Iceman versus event. Monday, Holiday Vault running, free token for all players. On the 15th, PvE solo event, Johnny Storm's Fireside Puzzles. Running the 15th to the 20th, debut of new Puzzle Ops feature.
All right.
And a versus event called Evergreen. I don't know what these things are, but let's get to her.
Wow.
So we've got Iceman for a while, and then Johnny Storm comes out, and it thaws everything out? Is that what they're going for here?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Thursday the 17th, character release of Clue Golden Sample, and Operation Spider Silk is going to run. On the 21st, the 12 Days of Marvel kicks off. 12/22 versus Event Reunions. 12/23, Crash of the Titans featuring Northstar. 12/24 versus event for Spider-Ham. On the 27th versus event for Iceman Bobby Drake. 29th Festival of Fights versus event. And on the 34th
The 34th of December?
Hey, if any year is going to have a 34th, if any year is going to have a 34th of December, it's 2020. Because it's never going to end. Character release. So yeah, it is separate clues. Character release clue, catch more flies with Honey Badger. So there you go.
I still think it's Toad.
So all kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Whew. You guys have any other news?
Did you guys use the Reddit today and read the Wired magazine write-up on this game?
I did not.
It was awesome. There was an article in Wired magazine by, I assume, one of their contributors. That's how it got in there. And, yeah, he talked about how this is his favorite game. He talks about all the other games he plays and all the, like, first-run stuff he got for PS5 and... He's like, and you know, between all that, I find myself playing Marvel Puzzle Quest all the time. He said, for a free match 3 phone game, which my wife likes to tease me about. And I was like, that's a wife's job. she's always giving me grief for playing, Candy Crush Avengers. And, he's like, listen, there's, you know, a lot of depth of strategy. There's no, that you don't quickly hit a wall and feel the need to delete the game. He said that's his favorite part. Like, all free-to-play games are like, hey, this is a little bit of fun. And then on week 3, you're like, oh, this is a horrible money grab. Why did I ever download this? He's like, I'm, you know, 466 days in, and I never feel pressure to spend money. He's like, I want to sometimes, but I never feel pressure to. I can always continue to enjoy the game at whatever pace I want.
And yet, apparently, he did no research into this game because he did not contact us.
I know! When he was talking about all the... The unofficial subreddit, the official forums, and all the other ways, I was like, oh my god, are you going to mention the podcast? Are you going to mention the podcast? And my hopes were quickly dashed, and appropriately so, but man, that would have... I would have floated home from work had that happened.
Man, what a jerk.
Or you could just tell him about the podcast and have him on the show.
That sounds so
and boring. Edit out the part where you called him a jerk.
All right, any more news then?
We are deep into advent calendar season here at my household.
How many cheeses have you gotten?
None. They were sold out instantly. I didn't get any cheese calendars this year.
Sad story.
It was a sad story. I got no edible advent this year. Oh, that's not true. Kelly has an edible advent, and she shares it with me occasionally. But my son has two different Star Wars Legos advent calendars that he opens, and they've been awesome. Because one was from last year, and we forgot to give it to him. Oh, because my parents bought it for him, and they forgot to give it to us in time, so we just saved it. So yeah, like this week, so today he got like Rey out of one calendar, and out of the other calendar he got a Luke spearfishing minifig on his crypt planet. But we got some other cool figures. I have one that is a miniature Funko Pop Nightmare Before Christmas calendar.
Nice.
It's awesome. They've been doing a really good job. Today was shock, but the mayor figurine really, really was good. And then we have another one that is some sort of delicious fudge-dipped Oreo cookies. And then one of his friends got him like a digital one that he does every day. Fantastic. And then we made a craft one where we're putting a building Santa's beard. Anyway, a lot of advent calendars happening in this house. Every day, a lot of exciting opening panels. As far as the cheese calendar, there was a question on the Discord. Aldi, the grocery store, sells a cheese advent calendar. And it's just like that sounds. Every day you open it up and you get a little appropriately wrapped thing of cheese out of your calendar that you've kept in the refrigerator. It's less exciting than you think because there are only about 5 different cheeses or 6. And it just repeats after that. And some of the cheeses are, you know, not, again, what I consider cheeses. A very strict cheese rules. If you just jam something into an already existing cheese, that doesn't make it a new cheese. If you take some hot peppers and put it in Monterey Jack cheese, you don't suddenly have a new cheese called Pepper Jack cheese. That's lame and it's cheating. But the calendar's still delicious for what you get.
Right. So, Greg, Parandiak threw in a local news... Oh. And I don't know if you have a comment on it or not. He says in local news, quote-unquote Wyatt Earp, I'm assuming somebody who just used the name Wyatt Earp, threatened counselors via their Zoom meeting and the borough meeting over police funding. He says, I may have to tune into these things.
It wasn't really the council members, so we had the lots of people commenting on that the police should be defunded.
Right.
We then had Mr., you know, didn't want to give his real name, Wyatt Earp.
Mr. Earp?
Who went off on a rant against the defunding police people and threatened to use his Second Amendment rights against them.
So every part of that story that you just told me confirms that he is a coward.
Sure.
I'm terrified to remain anonymous. I have to threaten people with firearms because I'm a weakling.
Uh-huh.
And I'm just ranting at people instead of, you know, doing it appropriately.
Yeah. The only thing I found, you know, kind of amusing about the whole thing was that then the people who have been wanting to defund the police immediately asked us if we could have Mr. Wyatt Earp investigated by the police. I was like,
sure.
Huh. You don't see the irony in this,
yes.
Huh?
Yes. No, because yes, you are correct, Craig. Defund the police means to get rid of them entirely and don't even let them do their jobs.
That was
brought up. You're definitely making a good point.
That was brought up. We had a caller who said you should take
away
all
the funds. There are people on both sides that are idiots. I will give you that.
Yeah, boy, you got that right. I just don't think people here just don't understand what the money they want to take away actually does. So
we got into it enough last week.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is not the right show for this. Other than Wyatt Earp. Yeah. Menacing strangers.
That's really what made me bring it up.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was something.
That is not a Christmas movie, but it could be.
Oh, Wyatt Earp.
Yeah.
Anything could be a Christmas movie. I've got no other news, then. Let's go to the top three from the top three.
Yes. So, this week, if I remember correctly, we are doing our top three live musical performances that we've attended?
That's what I got in front of me, so I hope that's right.
Phew, that's what I have in front of me. So I will start, and I will take you listeners on a very potentially uninteresting but detailed trip through time. Right. So I will whisk you away for number three to the beautiful summer of 2002 at the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette Pavilion, where I got to see Ozzfest. Ooh. The lineup that year, in addition to Ozzy Osbourne, was Black Label Society, POD, Rob Zombie, and System of the Down. Let me tell you a story about an overly hot Post-Gazette Pavilion outdoor show people have been drinking at all day long and being super rowdy, and then explodes when System of the Down comes on. Unbelievable show. I mean, I was already just finished being blown away by Rob Zombie, and System of the Down was twice as good. I will say it here first. They absolutely stole the show. I really wasn't expecting that much from Ozzy, and even he still had enough life left in him that he put on an amazing show. Again, it was still on the cusp before cell phones had taken over the whole world. So when Ozzy went into Mr. Crowley, all the lights went down. All the lighters came on at once. There was just an ocean of fire between him and the song, and then he started into it. Ugh! Just thinking about it. You know, kills me a little bit because I'm never going to get to see live music again, but at the same time, fills me with joy because I was there.
Very cool.
Yeah. Go ahead, Craig.
I believe my number three was in 1996 at the Bryce Jordan Center here in town.
Ooh.
I went and saw Tim McGraw and Faith Hill perform, and this was the concert after which they started dating before they got married.
Oh, saucy.
They put on a fabulous show.
I bet. They were in love.
Yeah.
True love at the Bryce Jordan Center. You heard it here first.
Yeah, it was a very, very, very good concert.
All right. My number three goes all the way back 30 years to Hera Arena in Dayton, Ohio. Kiss with opening band Slaughter in their Hot in the Shade tour. It was my first Kiss concert, first exposure to that level of sound and light and just solid performance. Man, they know how to put on a show.
I bet. As a matter of fact, I hope 2 and 1 are also Kiss shows. That would make me really happy.
You wanted the best? You got the best.
Yeah, absolutely.
The hottest
band
in the world.
That's easy.
Yeah, and Slaughter was also, I mean, people underestimate Slaughter. That band is fantastic.
I think it's more likely that Ray overestimates Slaughter.
No, you see them perform live, you would understand. They, yeah, they're really good.
I don't doubt it too much. So, number two, let's fast forward a smidge to, I don't know why I needed to clarify summer. That's when concerts happen. But this was the summer of 2006. I found myself at the Wolf Trap Amphitheater down in Virginia. And I got to see Fiona Apple when she was on tour.
Ooh.
Oh, spectacular. It was everything I hoped, because I got to see her first tour for her first album. And she was amazing, but it was sadly up in Williamsport at their college in the rec center. And the college kids are turds. So I was like, oh, you people are the worst. And then minutes before I was going to go see her second tour, she had an emotional break and canceled the whole tour right before the Pennsylvania shows. So I missed out on that. And then, you know, she was crazy for a long time, and the 2006 happened. And here we are. The Wolf Trap is a fantastic venue. It was outside. It was we got really good tickets. They had a package where they would pack you a picnic lunch when you got there. So I got to sit on a blanket and sing along and eat picnic food with my friends. And it was delightful. Delightful, Craig.
Very good. My number two, I believe the year was 2015.
Ooh.
Also in the Brace Jordan Center. The one, the only, Garth Brooks. Puts on an absolutely incredible concert show.
Cool. I don't doubt it. He is definitely one of the most popular musicians of all time. Hopefully there's some merit behind it, and I believe you.
Yeah, I was so far away from the stage, you know, that it was amazing, but, you know, but the show itself was absolutely tremendous.
I hear he puts on a good show, but, yeah, you know, so you'd good. Have to listen to all of his music, so.
He is super, super energetic on stage. He puts it all out there.
I believe it. All right, my number two, 1 year later from the Kiss concert, June of 91, this show was well beyond what I expected it to be. Queensryche performed their Building Empires tour, and they performed the entire set of Operation Mindcrime album, like front to back, the album. And it's like a rock opera, like it tells a story the whole way through. That was just an amazing performance.
I bet.
They pulled on a female vocalist to do the part of Mary, who's in the story, and it was just, the whole thing was just fantastic. And I also remember that the band opening for them was Suicidal Tendencies, who I also enjoyed way more than I expected.
Yeah, they're super duper.
Yeah, they put on a fantastic show.
Yeah, I saw them open for Metallica once. That was good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, Queensryche, amazing performers.
Nice. All right. What a great transition. Somehow, no overlap yet, which is nice. The only overlap is I will take you to Fall 1991. This show, I don't know if it was better than none of these other shows I've seen, even shows on this list. There are shows that should absolutely be on this list that I've loved. But this one, believe it or not, in 1991, I was a very young man, possibly even in my teenage years. And this kind of shaped my whole, you know, musical tastes moving forward. And there was a concert in Rec Hall at the Pennsylvania State University for none other than the Red Hot Chili Peppers with the opening acts of the never-before-heard Smashing Pumpkins and Pearl Jam. It was the absolute best show so many people have put on so many great performances that I've gotten to see in my life.
That sounds amazing.
I'm telling you, 13-year-old me was changed forever when they were on tour for Blood Sugar Sex Magik. Because Rec Hall holds, what, like 4,000 or 5,000 people tops?
Yeah. Maybe.
So there were, you know, and we weren't even close to that. There was probably like 2,000 or 3,000 people in there. I had never heard of Smashing Pumpkins. And Pearl Jam was like, they just kind of came in there. They were like, hey, we're just some dudes. They were super nice. You know, they came out and you know, talked with fans, and they were so friendly. And then Red Hot Chili Peppers was absolutely spectacular. Absolutely spectacular.
Apparently, Rec Hall holds up to 6,500 people, so more than I thought.
Yeah, that is more than I thought. But still, it was what a really fantastic concert.
That sounds amazing.
To kick off. It was like the first concert I've ever seen.
Yeah.
And it was too much. Too much goodness packed into one show.
I only
show.
Ever saw one concert at the Rec Hall. So.
Oh, who was there?
I'm not sure you know. Mark Chestnut.
Nope. Yeah. The hot dog eating guy?
No. He was a country singer. This would have been like 1993.
Okay. Let's go to your number one.
My number one, I believe the exact date is July 26, 1992. The now no longer existing Three River Stadium.
Sure.
In Pittsburgh, PA. It was Faith No More, Metallica, and Guns N' Roses. And the concert was 7 hours long, and it was glorious. Guns N' Roses got fined by the city of Pittsburgh because they would not stop playing. And it went over whatever time period they were allowed to play in. So they accrued some $50,000 fine or something. I don't remember what it was. But they accrued some fine from the city because they were upsetting the noise ordinances for late night. But
that's fantastic.
Boy, that was a good show.
Sure.
That's a lineup. Yeah.
Right before he started just walking off stage for no reason.
This is what he really cared about shows. And he put a lot into that show. Like,
right.
Nice.
Axl was, that was like two shows before James Hetfield set himself on fire in Toronto.
Right.
It was that tour. So we got to see him right before he burned himself alive. So.
Sure.
But boy, what a good concert.
Very cool.
All right, Ray, big finish.
Yeah, well, it is going to be a big finish because, as it turns out, my top three, as I was going through my list of the top three performances, my top three was actually the same band. So instead of doing like three of the same band, which I didn't think would go over very well, I have three performances by the same band in my number one spot.
Okay.
The band is Nine Inch Nails. My favorite performance was in Atlantic City House of Blues. It was a venue so small that they couldn't bring all their equipment. So Trent actually stopped and after doing a couple songs, stopped and apologized and said, "You're not going to get to see our show like what you see on YouTube later because we didn't get to bring everything. So we're just going to play a set of different music and we hope you enjoy it." And we got songs that they hadn't played on stage anywhere else. So
that's amazing.
And everybody's up close because the place is just so small. So.
Yeah, it really is.
It was fantastic. But also, we saw them in Hershey with David Bowie opening, and Bowie and Nine Inch Nails performed together for a couple songs.
Dude, that show was so good. The only reason that didn't make my list is because I was too young to appreciate David Bowie. And, it didn't, at the time, I regret not being more into the Bowie half of
the
show.
Sure. That was a concert that Ian and I both went to, even though we didn't know each other existed at the time. So
yeah, absolutely.
my number three was Nine Inch Nails in, I saw it twice on this tour, with Marilyn Manson opening, and those shows were just amazing. I had never heard of Marilyn Manson before that, looked him up and realized that he did some guitar work for Trent. And I'm like, all right, well, we definitely go to it. And ended up going to two of those shows, and just both just amazing shows. But yeah, the one in Atlantic City by far takes top prize. It was just, it was so.
That sounds like such a fun experience.
Yeah, it was so personal. Like
all that unique stuff.
He would stop and talk about songs and where they developed and where the ideas came from. It was just, it was amazing. So.
Yeah, the House of Blues down at the Riverboat, that's a nice venue. I got to see Tenacious D down there, and they were incredible.
Yeah.
Tenacious D alongside Rock and Roll Sasquatch. What a good show. I didn't even know what was happening. I just came down to harass you guys. And then I was like, what? Tenacious D is playing? Let's make this happen.
Ray,
and they were incredible.
I'm surprised you didn't go with the Marilyn Manson concert where the opening band was so awful.
No. As it turns out, it was awful.
Yeah.
Even Manson wasn't that great there. He was okay. He was full of himself by that point.
Yeah.
When he was opening for Nine Inch Nails, they were really trying. They were.
Yeah. I have an honorable mention.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For the show that I think maybe we all saw, down in Hershey Park, the New York Dolls, Motley Crue, and Poison. That was great.
Ooh, that was a good tour.
It was.
I very much enjoyed that show.
What's the Scranton version? Montage Mountain?
Yeah.
We'll say yes.
Is that a thing? That's where I saw him. Yep. Same thing. New York Dolls were great. Poison was super good. And Motley Crue, wow. How do they have anything left in the tank?
Right.
Because Mick Mars is undead. And he uses his undead powers to keep everything else going.
Yeah, that was a good lineup. I thought about some honorable mentions, but it's endless. I've seen, 90% of everything I've ever been to have been, maybe not honorable mention worthy, but there's not a ton of concerts where I was like, oh, that was a total dud. But I mean, yeah, I've seen tons. Yeah, that was great. That was too involved. Let's get on back to this video game.
All right.
Or no, we got to do trivia real quick.
Yeah, what's your trivia?
Trivia. I feel like last week I wanted to know where Galactus is from, or the Galactinians, or if he has people who don't eat worlds, if he didn't eat his own world. I believe the home world that he's from is Ta, T-A-A, if that's how you pronounce that.
Ta.
Maybe one of the A's is silent. I can't be sure.
I don't know the answer to that question.
This week's trivia, which I will not be reading you the answer for until next week. Everybody's favorite neighbor or friendly neighborhood Spider-Man has been spending most of his time with Aunt May. And, for a while, it was just them. But before that, once upon a time, Peter Parker had parents. Do you know who his parents were?
No.
Well, I'll let you know next week. Okay. I do.
Very cool.
Yes.
Nope. They're even in that one movie. Couldn't tell you their names.
They're in a movie?
Yeah.
Well, I didn't know that.
There's one of the movies, right, has a flashback where the dad's supposed to be involved in, like, the CIA or something, and...
Maybe. I didn't know that. But yeah, I didn't know that. I don't remember that. But anyway, there's even more clues, so go find out. Peter Parker, he's got parents. The dad might be in the CIA or something.
I don't know, one of those movies. Thanks, Ian.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know anything about the Andrew Garfield version of the Spider-Verse, so if they were in there, it could be. Anyway, I gotta go grab my infographic. You're welcome.
Well, Willie, what you got in the mailbag first?
Oh, there's so much. Let me try and blow through it here. Phobos over at the D3 Forum said, would anyone else be interested in a gaming rage from last week segment brought to us by Schadenfreude? apparently you have a fan of your rage there, Ian. Stinkpalm says, Shuri can decrease the cost of Scorpion's purple such that it nets you AP if you down someone. Pity that they don't really mesh in any other way. So, good to keep in mind, I guess. Brawny216, Ray gets the early episode win for the Doom during the Raven-Steelers drama discussion. thanks. My favorite pinball game, he says, is the only one I've played, but I played it a lot, Space Cadet Pinball on the PC. I have played that after looking it up.
On Windows NT4.
Yeah.
And Windows 95.
Yeah, yeah. I didn't play it a lot, but I know what you're talking about.
I used to play it at work.
I think that's the only place I played it.
Yeah.
On the subject of pinball, check this out. Slow Mo Guy's video. I'll try and copy that if I can. Featuring the mentioned Willy Wonka machine. It features up close slow-mo looks of the table itself and how it works. So, yeah, that sounds interesting. And he also made the comment that all this quote-unquote nice talk, how we would say nice... And Craig talking about the Witcher visiting the Valley of Plenty is putting the episode in the safe for work danger zone. You're correct. I didn't find anything that I really needed to edit out, but yeah, we need to stay away from the blue zone a little bit more vigorously.
The blue zone is for loading and unloading.
Not for vigorousness.
Right. Gru says...
The white zone.
Gru says, in regards to the clue for Scorpion, I believe passionate and stubborn are two traits associated with the zodiac sign Scorpio. That makes sense, and it also makes sense why I would never get it. But
yep.
Yeah. Craig's pick for Wizard of Oz is a fine choice, but the rules for beating that game are way too complex, and I can't think of it as a favorite.
Hmm.
I don't know. Apparently Craig likes the complex pinballs.
I like that table. Hold up.
He said. He also says, again, this is Gruce, I'm looking forward to the inevitable Puzzle Warriors 3 pinball machine. Don't worry, it'll be made by Williams. Tables features include hitting the Dazzler pop bumpers to start recently reworked multi-ball, a thwip-thwip pow spinner that just goes thwip-thwip-thwip-thwip-thwip-thwip when the ball goes through it. and a savory pie left ramp and a sweet pie right orbit. Truly the Lamborghini of podcast-themed pinball machines.
When you launch the ball, can I give you the pow part?
There you go.
Pow!
Oh, pow! You know, you need the trapped ball.
Oh, right. So when you hit the spinner, and then when it thump, 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 and then when it hits the trap ball, it shoots it back at you. Pow! Right.
Yeah, you need the trap ball. Thwip, thwip, thwip. So, like, as it flips the thing, it goes flip, flip, and then you hit the trap. Pow! Yeah.
Yeah.
Prandiak commented and say, I would play the heck out of that pinball machine.
Yeah.
As would I. I would wait in line for that.
The parts down D-Wing wall of text. I'm not sure if Ray's doom was just to give him something to do, or in the wild hope that it would derail the NFL podcast that had broken out. It was kind of a combination of both. He also says Batroc is a villain, so are the PW3 officially on board with them?
No. Still no.
2 out of 3.
I like Batroc. Yeah, I'm way into Batroc now.
Top three. The only pinball machines I remember specifically are the Whodunit and Elvira, ooh, Mistress of the Dark, and the second one is mostly there for the stupid puns based on B-movies.
Please take a look at my telepathetic powers.
He does say that the segment is top level. I feel like it could have gone for about 45 hours. Yeah, probably. Not my part, but yeah, probably. Quote, I don't like forced comedy, end quote, sounds like a personal attack on Craig. And the subsequent spat confirms that it is an attack on Craig. Finally, yeah. Did any of you watch the Thanksgiving parade, and how sad did it make you? I thought my wife was going to come up out of her seat when the Rockettes didn't bother to have a kick line. I hated it until Pentatonix sang, and then I was okay for the last 15 minutes of the broadcast. Did you watch the Thanksgiving parade?
I try not to every year.
I did. I did. My family enjoys it, Ed, but I was trying to make sure the meal was prepared appropriately, so I was not as glued to it.
Does it still have like a giant Woodstock?
I don't think so. I believe he's been replaced. I don't remember all the balloons that were even in it. I don't remember who any of the guests were. All I remember is at one point they cut to Dolly Parton from her home in Dollywood doing a performance that was enjoyable. I don't remember much else. I was so pumped for the dog show, I did not pay much attention to the parade this year.
I'm like Greg. I have no interest in it whatsoever. So, all right, continuing on. Dex 1138, speaking of pinball, have you guys ever seen the Hercules table from Atari?
Yes.
He also posted it. It's like a cue ball for
the pinball. Yeah, it's comically oversized. Yeah, it's funny.
Way too big.
That's the only merit. It's not a fun table. It's just flippers the size of my arm and a cue ball.
Yeah. Well, I think I played that once at a Ripley's Believe It or Not or a Guinness Book of World Records, one of those.
They had it in the video game section of Hershey Park for years.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Huh.
But yeah, it's a really not fun table.
It looks too slow.
It's a novelty.
It's a cute idea.
Yeah.
McHead 22 says in all caps, it's an attack from Mars.
It's true.
Great machine. Bowling alley I went to had Attack from Mars, and I loved every minute of it. Man, I wish I lived in a town that had as much pinball culture as y'all's state. Baton Rouge only has 3 public pinball machines still in existence. That's a sad story.
Wow.
Also, he asks, did I hear right? Replay FX was the annual pinball convention. Did it go out of business entirely? Yeah, it sounds like it did. But
don't say that aloud around me.
Yeah.
I'm crying on the inside and outside.
I mean, the glory days here are, however, gone because once Playland closed.
Yeah.
But man, Playland was just the bestest place.
It was.
Yeah.
Ugh.
I would have to say it was a contributing factor to moving to this town. Now it's gone.
Yeah.
And finally, Perondiac, top 3 pinball tables. He has number 1, Space Cadet 4D. I never played the 4D version.
Neither have I.
Interesting fact, pinball was recently legalized in 2014 in Oakland, as it was banned previously, because its predecessor being a game based on gambling.
Yep.
I was totally unaware. Pinball? Gambling?
Pinball got its start back in the shady days in, like, Chicago.
Yep. And then there was a court case in New York, and some dude that was excellent at pinball he just demonstrated that it's a game of skill and not a game of chance, and they legalized it. he just sat there and called every shot that he was going to take, and they were like, oh, I'll be.
All you have to do is compare my overall scores to Craig and Ian's, and you can easily see that it is a game of skill. It's not just randomness. He also wanted to justify Ian on the side quest comments that he made. He loves The Mandalorian and Elder Scrolls. I've never played Fallout or Witcher. I just wanted to stir the pot to distract from the meh vibes from Ahsoka. He says that name is wrong. I don't know if the spelling is wrong, but Favreau, that's his name. Favreau yep. is single-handedly saving the franchise, which I don't know if it's single-handed, but that show is definitely saving the franchise. No, I don't know that
it was an immediate peril. It had some rockiness, for sure. I liked Rogue One.
Yeah.
I didn't like the two that J.J. Abrams were involved with, but Last Jedi was okay.
It had its own problems, but it was all right. Yeah.
Absolutely.
But yeah, Mandalorian.
Story-wise, it was fine. The story was okay.
Sure.
Yeah.
But Mandalorian is...
Yeah, gold. Absolutely.
So good.
When has a space western gone wrong?
That's true.
Firefly is still one of the most popular shows.
I said you guys talked me to watch that Firefly. That show was amazing.
Yep.
Super, super amazing.
All right, that's all we got. Mailbag is finally empty. Thanks, Willie.
Awesome.
Thanks, Willie. All right, then. Wow,
I think Groose won the mailbag.
Could be.
With that pinball Puzzle Warriors 3 game. I can't wait to get it.
Nice.
Once again, though, I am Hans.
And I am Franz.
And we just want to pump you up.
You up.
Wow.
What was that?
Double you got cups.
It? Yeah, I Nailed brought it today. Woo! I was feeling energetic. Let's see what's going on in Infographic Land. Oh, good. We are short on time and short on information, so it'll work out because apparently Galactus is on his way tomorrow. So that means there are no 3 stars and only 3 4-stars. And then some guesses that I'll try to help you through. So, the boosted 4 stars this week. Samurai feels really strongly that one of them will be Elektra. And her tile buffing and weakening ability will be increased. The amount of damage she reflects when avoiding things with Shadow Step will be increased. And she will do more damage from her Ballet of Death. And everybody knows Joe's favorite character. The damage he deals, this is Professor X 4-star version. When you make a 5-matcher, is going to be increased. The tile buffing from invisibility is going to be increased, and they protect. The special tiles that he makes are going to be also better. The artist formerly known as Bennett will almost certainly be boosted. Her Earthquake will do more AoE damage, and... I feel like her yellow will be the amount of damage that is reduced from AoE will be increased, but it already, drops it down to 1 at the highest level. So I don't think it can go lower than that.
No.
Some other possible pairings for these people. Teen Jean might be boosted. Both of her AoEs will do more damage, her tiles. And if... the board sets up a really obvious 5-match for you that you can't resist at the very opening of every match you fight with Teen Jean. The psychic feedback will do extra damage to you. The not quite as popular as everybody else, but multiple strikes in a row for Valkyrie, who might be boosted. Her red is just a little bit too expensive, but it's otherwise excellent. I forget what her other 2 things do, but they're good. She's an all-around good character. Let's see. 4-star Black Panther... probably something about tile buffing. I seem to remember him doing that. And I still don't have...
Ronan?
Yes, I couldn't remember Hawkeye. Which Hawkeye was called. Hawkeye Ronan. I don't have him at all, so...
I don't know how many days... I don't know how many days behind you, or behind me you are.
Several.
But yesterday I got Ronan in a resupply, so...
Oh, so it's coming. Yeah, it's quite a few. Well, when I go to open tokens, I'll give you a quick, I'm here. But I've fallen behind. Some days I just blank out and I feel guilty because I, am committed to the Alliance. But I think Craig has surpassed me at this point. So let's see what, again, we have limited information. So Samurai has provided us an exciting picture of Chairman Meow about to pounce on Napoleon and create a cat-on-cat disaster and disrupt someone's enjoyment of their Switch. So if you want to enjoy this photo, check out the infographic on our page. I think there's a link, isn't there?
Sure.
Yeah, I figured. So listen to me now and believe me later. That's who's boosted. Thanks, as always, to Mystify.
Mystify. All right, Ray, what you got over there in the team-up time?
All right, this week is from Blue Wolf. I cut off Ian. I didn't get an intro from Ian, but
yeah, I know. You were too quick. You were on the job. Everybody's rushing because we're deep into this. Synergy segment featuring Ray.
It's got blue hair. We all
blue.
See it.
Blue Wolf. We all see it.
We all see it.
See it.
Blue.
Blue.
Love that commercial.
So he says, here's an offbeat team for the Synergy segment. Wasp, Shuri, and Main Event Hawk. 4 stars. He says Wasp at a 3.55, Shuri at a 5.35, and Hulk at a 5.53. So all three different builds. Chase yellow and red. That allow you to put out fortified tiles as your first thing to get done. When you have 5 or more fortified tiles, your powers start costing 3 AP less, and the enemy starts costing 3 AP more for their powers. With Hulk shuffling, you have a decent chance of randomly matching a fortified tile if you have enough of them out, causing passive damage from Shuri's Vibranium Virtuoso. You quickly pick up enough blue for Wasp to put down her countdown tiles. I think you need 5 or 6 to get that started. So it either steals random AP or it'll do damage to the enemy if they match it. Her black is used to stun the most annoying enemies that you're facing. You're also getting purple and greens, either use Shuri's Twin Blaster, which does damage and also stuns some of the time. And of course, purple, you want to use Main Event Hulk's Gamma Power Bomb. Being cheap enough with those fortified tiles and with the stealing that the Wasp might be doing or getting random AP from the crowd going wild. So you're going to be able to fire that purple off of his a little bit more easier than usual. You'll fire all your powers a lot once you get this going. So he says that he ran it in simulator versus a team of 540-ish level, champed 5 stars. He says the team that he used against was Daredevil, Old Man Logan, and Thanos, and he beat them without any problem. Fast? No, not really, but a lot of fun. So I would definitely agree with that because Hulk, Main Event Hulk, is a lot of fun. You get his purple off, it's just devastating. So it sounds like it could be fun. Give it a whirl. 4 stars that, maybe you have them. I don't know. Shuri is the last one out, I think. But if you got them champed, give it a try. It sounds interesting. So yeah,
I was going to say, I, you're right. I think I don't have Shuri champed.
I think she was the last one of those that I got. So, if you got them, give it a whirl. Yeah, that's it. That's your team up for this week. Brought to you, as always, by Unify.
Unify. Unify?
Unify. Sorry, I was opening.
Stop playing Cyberpunk. Do the show.
I can't play that and do this game thing at the same time. No, I was opening up the game and it was just like stuck on the starting screen. It wouldn't do anything. So I tried to close it, reopen it, but here we go. Now I'm at the thing.
All right, I'm gonna do my pity token, and then you guys can open however many. I'm gonna try this some sort of spike back here off his shoulder pad. Let me give that a poke. See how that goes. It gets me none other than Striking Distance, Goddess of Thunder's only bad power.
That power stinks.
It does. It stinks.
Buy my book.
All right, I got 6. Am I going?
I'm going to have to pull those DVDs out and rewatch that whole show again.
Yeah, go ahead, Ray.
All right, standard eye poking. Let's see what I get. That's a 4-star. Who is that? Carolina Dean. All right. Apparently, I don't recognize her symbol. Number 2, another 4-star, Miles, Venom Blast. Number 3 is a 4-star, Gamora. 4th, another 4-star, Nightcrawler. Number 5 gets me a purple. That gets me a weighed and measured Deadpool, yes. Spirit of Vengeance.
Oh, there
it wasn't
you
even me, and I'm excited for you.
Yeah, it is nice. And the last one is also a purple. An Abyssal Blades for Deadpool.
Oh.
2 Deadpool covers. That's a win right there. So that will get him up to a 1-3-3.
The only way that would have been better is if both of those covers had been Master of Yato.
No.
That would have been amazing.
Amazingly bad.
All right, so my first one here, it's a
Hey, weighed and measured.
Nice.
Deadpool. I got six of these to go as well, sorry. Number two is X-23. Number three is purple. Lawless Warrior. Old Man Dokken. Oh, another purple.
What?
Abyssal Blades. then we got a four star. Oh, Wiccan, that's a character.
Yeah.
Chain and Lightning. Then the last one is Sandman. So, yeah, three purples.
Sweet.
That was
amazing. That's generous.
5 out of 12 between the two of us? That's amazing. Yeah,
that's unbelievable. Good job, guys.
My Deadpool is at a super 0-2-1 now.
Hmm.
And my Samurai Dreams is a 1-2-0.
Not too shabby. I mean, seeing as my Deadpool is still at the coveted 0-0-0, and my Samurai Dreams is probably at a... Which one is Master Yato? Is that the first one?
Yeah.
So he's at a 3-0-0 or 2-0-0, something like that.
So thanks, as always, to the original guy, this guy.
This guy!
Ian, what's on the podcast network?
What up? It is a podcast network called the Soon to Be Named Network. You can check it out at soontobenamednetwork.com. Bless you, Gesundheit, and we align ourselves. What's
How
up?
Did you hear that?
It was loud and directly into the microphone.
I hit the mute button on my microphone. And it was flashing at me in mute mode.
Oh, it's all lies.
It lies.
Don't rely on that button when you talk trash about us to your wife.
Now I gotta test.
Yeah, you betcha.
Test it later.
Soon to be named network at soontobenamednetwork.com. Achoo!
Well, that's really a problem for when I'm in meetings and I make comments to myself out loud.
Yeah, it is. And that's the story of why Craig's unemployed.
Huh.
Yeah.
Stunned by that
Over
revelation.
The last 6 months, like, haven't you heard enough stories of, like, just conduct yourself as though you were in a work meeting. Zoom meetings are doomed. Don't do things.
Yeah. I'm not that school board lady in Pittsburgh. Yeah.
No, you're not that dude from, what was he, the New
Jeffrey
Yorker?
Toobin.
Or New York Times? Yeah, don't be a Jeffrey Toobin.
What'd he do?
Not on this show.
Oh, okay. I don't know what, I didn't hear the story. Anyway, anything else for the end of the order?
Nope.
No.
All right, then. Thanks, everybody, for listening to all this nonsense. PuzzleWarriors3.com is the place to be. Comment, suggestions, shoot them at Ray. If you want to throw us a bone, click on our Amazon banner, buy yourself something. And I think that's it. So goodbye. Yeah. If you don't remember, kids, you are an outcast until you have value. Remember that. Good night, everybody.
Goodbye, friends.
Good night.
Man, I will keep the top three from the top three way less interesting in the future. 15 bonus minutes in this show? That's crazy. What have we done?